Welcome to the Food Science Snob. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Food Science Snob. Today is January 21st, which means the Super Bowl is coming up pretty soon. And with that coming up, I thought I would talk about something that a lot of people, including myself, will probably be eating on this day, and that is buffalo wings and buffalo sauce and hot sauce and Tabasco and all of the different names that you can think of that come in this category. I mean, they're easy to share, pair well with beer, spicy and delicious, and the way that your lips start to tingle and your nose sniffles a little bit when you eat it, it's just like a great experience, and I am definitely looking forward to eating some chicken wings. So I thought that now would be the perfect time to settle this debate once and for all. Is hot sauce and Tabasco the same thing? Now, when it comes to the hot sauce game, there are two brand names that stand out more than the rest, Tabasco and Sriracha. One is an American staple that's been around for centuries of history. The other, in comparison, is more of a startup that's been used to capture the imagination of a generation of foodies, or millennials, as many say, like myself. But besides this, how do they differ? Is one similar in flavor to the other? Are they substitutes for one another? Is the spiciness the same? The heat? Well, stay tuned to this episode to learn these answers and more. Let's get snobby. Okay, but before we dive into this Tabasco versus Sriracha debate, let's begin with the underlining question here. Is Tabasco the same thing as hot sauce? Honestly, I didn't even really know or care about this because I'm not really particularly a hot food connoisseur, but I have some people in my life, in my family, that are really heated about this debate. So I thought I'd take this question first to the dictionary. So according to dictionary.com, Tabasco is a sauce with a kind of pungent taste from red peppers, so named after Tabasco, a river and state in Mexico. Hot sauce is any kind of severely hotly spiced, pungent condiment, especially one containing a type of pepper or chili. So it seems that the most important difference is just the name brand Tabasco, whereas hot sauce is just a more generic term in comparison. Thus, Tabasco is hot sauce, but hot sauce is not necessarily Tabasco. Confusing, right? But what makes the Tabasco pepper so different from others? Well, there are a few things that set it apart. First, this plant grows straight up on the vine as compared to other peppers where they drip down. This is very unique among hot pepper plants, but doesn't really contribute to the taste at all. As they ripen, they will change colors, starting from yellow, then to orange, and then finally red ripened shade that we are all used to. But the most defining difference would definitely be the juice. When cut open, most chilies are dry on the inside, with just the white membrane that holds the chili seed, which is where the spice is held, but not the Tabasco pepper. It's juicy on the inside, and it's the only hot pepper like it on earth. And this, perhaps, is why it's so tasty or has its unique distinction from other hot sauces out there. Okay, but let's break it down even more, shall we? Okay, so the beauty of hot sauce is that the recipes can vary widely, and they do so between Tabasco and Sriracha, definitely. Tabasco is more of a Cajun-style hot sauce that leans on three simple ingredients, distilled vinegar, red pepper, and salt. Sriracha, on the other hand, is a sauce with a thicker viscosity, much like a thin ketchup, and it has a lot longer of a list of ingredients that include chili, salt, garlic, distilled vinegar, potassium sorbate, sodium bisulfate as a preservative, and xanthan gum. This gives the sauce the certain viscosity that I actually prefer than regular hot sauce. Tabasco's chili of choice, no surprise, is the Tabasco pepper. It's a hefty medium heat pepper that comes from the 30,000 to 50,000 Scottsville heat unit system. Sriracha, on the other hand, is a red jalapeno that gets its heat source from a much lower pepper, ranging from the scale of 2,500 to 8,000 SHU, which is quite a big difference. From these chilies used, you would think that Tabasco was like way hotter by a landslide, but it's actually quite opposite of the case. This is because of the ratio of heat to vinegar used to mix these hot sauces. The high proportion of vinegar to chilies and Tabasco tempers the overall heat of the sauce, to be at a level where most people can enjoy the sauce without making it too hot. Okay, but now let's talk about the taste. Tabasco has a heavy vinegar tang that's typical in a lot of Cajun hot sauces, where the vinegar is the power ingredient. There's a certain depth to Tabasco too, which gives it a sort of sweet, smoky taste that some claims cuts past the vinegar, but Tabasco really shines in a lot of Cajun meals or Southern meals like chicken wings, eggs, fried foods. I wouldn't recommend using it for lighter recipes where the vinegar can really overpower the less heavy food. In terms of heatness, the Tabasco is the most versatile because it's a relatively mild sauce on the scale of heatness. And it's a great entry-level sauce for someone who is like wanting to get into eating more spicy foods but is kind of nervous for it. I would definitely recommend Tabasco for you. So where to use it? Like I said, it's really good for heavier sort of meats and foods because of the vinegar taste. So like meat marinades or pulled pork sandwiches, stir-fried noodle bowls, Creole sausages, pasta, eggs, pizza, tacos, burgers, pretty much anything you can think of. However, I wouldn't really recommend it for buffalo wings because when it's mixed with butter, it's really hard to emulsify it to make one homogeneous sauce. So that's something to keep in mind. Okay, so sriracha. Sriracha has a very heavy vinegar base too, but it's nowhere near the level of Tabasco. It's definitely not the main flavor profile in this sauce. Instead, the chilies and garlics really take the front row seat for this sauce. There's a little subtle sweetness to it too that they get from the sugar that's added, and it's more of like a condiment, like you would use like ketchup, instead of just something to douse on top. Over the years, sriracha has gained a more light in the culinary use. It's really big in the Asian cuisine where it originally shined, but it's also used in hundreds of recipes today, like fried foods, eggs, and even fruit. So where to use it? Similar to Tabasco, it can be used on a wide variety of things, such as rice, noodles, shrimp pad thai, sauces like sweet sriracha sauces for wings, soups, drizzled over pretty much anything like mac and cheese and omelets. It can be used to make mayo for sushi and even dipped for sandwiches or french fries. So Tabasco and sriracha, they can be used on similar foods and they have a comparable heat index, but that's about it. Tabasco's vinegar tanginess is totally different from the garlicky sweetness found in sriracha. Sure, you could opt for one over the other in something like eggs or something like that, but be prepared for a totally different eating experience. If you want to sub something else besides Tabasco, a great alternative would be Louisiana hot sauce or Cholula, which is another one of my personal favorites. Both of these hot sauces have a high amount of vinegar in the mix. I would say that the Louisiana one is a little closer to Tabasco in level of how it works. You know, you can just dash it on the food. But I personally prefer Cholula because it's like a picante, it has a warm burn, and it's not very acidic like Tabasco or Louisiana would be. It's also a little bit thicker and a little bit tangier, which I personally prefer. Another brand to consider would be Frank's. It's definitely the thickest in texture and it's cheaper. Say that it tastes better on more of like a wide variety of things, whereas Tabasco and vinegar and the vinegar are used for more like a specific set of things to help cut through like some of the greasiness and fatty food and stuff like that. But if you're looking for something that will give you the taste of hot sauce but not really the amount of heat, I definitely would recommend Texas Pete. Nothing against Texas, you know, I love Texas. Nothing against this brand, but it's just, you know, it's not the sauce to go with if you're looking for that heat. But it is a very good hot sauce, and I still use it from time to time. You know, it's just not going to give you that kick like Tabasco or Sriracha or Cholula will. Consider this myth slayed. So yeah, that's all I have for you guys today. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye!